The other night watching the this incredible movement, Time's Up, that was kind of coming to a head, I guess, at the Golden Globes, it occurred to me, because of the business gen, what would happen if you could put together a portfolio of companies that were run by women? Would it make any difference? What kind of performance would there be? Well, it turns out that with a slight variation, that's already been done. It was done a couple of years ago by State Street Global Advisors. They have what they call the Gender Diversity Index. It's an exchange-traded fund, like a mutual fund, and the ticker symbol is telling. She, S-H-E, Lynn Blakes, Executive Vice President, State Street Global Advisors, one of the people who put this together, and she joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So did this start as just sort of a high-level experiment, or what's the idea of investing in companies that have a disproportionately high percentage, I guess, of leadership that's by women?
That's right. Well, we believe that companies that have greater gender diversity have better, it really does drive better long-term sustainable results in terms of performance. And that's because greater gender diversity leads to more thoughts and perspectives, which leads to better decision-making, and then ultimately better corporate performance, profitability, and even share price. And that's not just anecdotal. There's study after study that really has provided evidence that that's the case. So research that has been done by organizations like McKinsey and Catalyst and Clayman and MSCI and the Peterson Institute and, a whole host of others. And we did our own research, and it corroborated those findings. And as a result, we, in early 2016, launched a strategy that identified and really targeted companies in the United States, publicly traded companies, that have the greatest level of gender diversity within their sector.
And I look at the list, and some of them are, just very obvious. Jenny Rometty runs IBM. You have a large holding in that. PepsiCo, we all know. Lockheed Martin. I don't see General Motors on there, but Mary Barra, is quite a leader. Are these, but it goes beyond just the CEO involvement, correct?
That is correct. It goes beyond just the board. So a lot of strategies target board diversity, gender diversity, but our strategy actually looks at executive and senior leaders as well, because, again, going back to research, what research shows is the board is certainly important, but actually what ultimately affects company performance is executives and senior leadership. And so we really targeted companies that had the highest level of gender diversity across board, senior leadership, and ultimately the CEO level.
I would guess that you've talked to a lot of these companies. How did this happen? Was this organic, or was this a conscious effort on the part of the company to include more women?
I think it's a little bit of both. If we look at even State Street as an organization, gender diversity is very important. So companies have initiatives to ensure that they do have great gender diversity at all levels. Not all companies, certainly, but the companies that have been successful, it's been a very active initiative.
And tell me about the results. What did you find? You said you saw some outsized performance for gender-inclusive different companies?
We did. So as an example, some studies show that the ROE is significantly higher.
That's a return on equity.
That's correct. Overall profitability is significantly higher, and ultimately that affects long-term performance and an investment strategy.
What's the demand for this? Is your ETF widely held?
It's strong and growing. So the current assets are almost $370 million. It started in March 2016 with initial funding of $250 million. So we had a very large seed investor in the institutional asset owner space. But since then, it has had strong performance, and we've seen good asset flow from new clients. So we're just approaching its two-year anniversary. So, in the grand scheme of ETFs, it's still relatively young, a young fund, but definitely seeing good good performance and lots of interest. And as you pointed out, the idea of gender diversity right now is a particularly hot topic. And if an investment can achieve strong results, then it solves both the social mission, but importantly, the investment mission of strong performance.
And it'd be interesting to track this going forward, because the last figures I saw said 32 of the Fortune 500 CEOs were women, which is 6.4%, which is just nothing. But it's also the highest number in 64 years. So there seems to be a trend coming.
That's right. There's a lot of focus at the board level and at the CEO level and the overall executive level. And it comes down to the business case that diversity is good for business. And I think that, you know, it's been a long time coming, but I think that recognition is finally being realized within publicly traded companies.
So what's the sell discipline? What causes you to kick a company out of the index?
Yeah, so this is a rules-based index approach. It's really designed to be a core replacement. So it's designed to achieve U.S. equity, essentially large cap market exposure. It's very transparent. It has good diversification, so it doesn't have any significant sector biases. It's designed to be liquid with low turnover, relatively low cost, and performance that should be similar to the overall market and long-term even better. So on an annual basis, we look at the largest 1,000 U.S. publicly traded companies and choose the companies that have the highest level of gender diversity within their sector. And we go through that rebalance on an annual basis.
And the marketing people couldn't have got a better ticker symbol for it than SHE. Lynn Blake's Executive Vice President for State Street Global Advisors. Good to have you with us. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.